Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to another episode. Hopefully you guys listened to the special announcement we made, just clarifying, what we want for the podcast and going forward. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead and go back, check it out. Just a little quick episodes, like 7 minutes long, not even. But today, we're just welcoming back to a new episode. And yeah, that's basically it. Just gonna be chit-chatting it up, talking about some random shit, like always.
Yep, we're just going to be shooting the shit, as they say. Or I don't know who actually says that, but oh, we don't say that. That was random. But I, people say that. So, how was your week, Miss Jennifer?
It's okay. I hate my job, but it's fine.
Wait, Loki, are you allowed to talk about your job on here, or will you get fired?
No, I mean, I'm not going to go into detail about it. I could say I hate it though. Like, they can't fire me for being like, I hate my job, I want to quit. I say that when I'm there.
I don't know.
I say that when I'm there. I'm always like, oh my god, I can't wait to quit. And people are like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, bro. But I was saying this since October.
Do other people want to quit? Is it
Yeah. And a lot of us have been there. We've been there since people have been there since May, when we opened, and the people that have been there after that, so it's a lot of people that have been there for long enough, they're okay, it's our time, we haven't made a year yet, but it's just they work us so much, that we've gone through so much with them, that it's a lot of us are just kind of ready to
over
move on.
It.
Yeah. So there are a lot of people there that do want to quit, and then there's people that I don't want to quit because it's better for, they're in school and it works for them. And if I was in school, I'd probably feel the same. We were in school still, I would definitely work there. It'd be great. Great amount of money. It would be great hours for me in school. It would work perfectly if I was in school. But
yeah,
me working full time, it's a lot. Being in a retail store for 5 days a week, 40 hours, is a lot. Any retail store, that's a lot. So it's more of just me moping around and wanting to leave. How was your week?
It was good. I think I honestly my brain is so scattered. I don't really remember.
Me
like, I didn't
it
even
really
realize
the end of January. I didn't even know what day it was.
I feel like I didn't even know the date. I just, how you're in such a routine that I just get on the train and I go. And I know it's a Wednesday, so I'm getting on the train at this time or whatever, but I didn't even realize what date it was until the other day. And I was like, wow. Okay.
I know January always goes quickly, but this January it was it just felt like time passed me down, passed me by. I had so many existential crises of being what the fuck did I even do? What did the time go? I think I wasted all that time because I was just I don't even remember from January 1st to right now.
No, and January 1st was literally last week. I feel like I was on break last week. I was not at work. And then all of a sudden 3 weeks flew by. But this week was good, I think. I had lots of work, and I do lots of work all the time because I work at a bunch of different studios and do office work and rehearsals, kids being stupid and Corona
boring, and boring, boring.
Fine, figuring out what kid is going on Zoom that day and what kid got exposed to another kid and other kids,
your mom is Corona
doing stupid things. And I'm run the competition team and do a bunch of, I don't fully run it, but I,
do a lot.
I run it. And it's lots of just coordinating with my bosses about who's doing what and figuring out that one kid can't do one competition after we gave them the paper 6 months ago that had all the dates on it. And it's just a lot of tedious, bullshitty kind of stuff that piles up so much that I kind of forget when I did what
or what is going on in life.
Yeah, And I'm trying to think, what else did I do?
It did say, what was it? Was Mercury in retrograde or something? Something like
that.
They did say the Mercury was in retrograde, I think, or something like that.
Mercury is always in retrograde.
I don't think it affected our signs. Like, it affected certain signs. And then at work, they were like, what's your sign? And I was like, the Leo. And they're like, yeah, you won't be affected. You're good. I was like, I mean, and they were like, oh, it's going to release, like, you're going to go, like, have an emotional release or something like that. And I was like, I mean, I'm always stressed and depressed. So, like, I don't know when this is, like, when this is difference between then and now. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're like, no, you're good. And I was like, okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Literally, it's like, okay, thanks.
Like, I don't know. Mercury is always in retrograde, I feel. Every time I go on the internet, everyone's like, Mercury's in retrograde. And I'm like, yeah, I was in retrograde yesterday, too. And last month.
Oh, no, it wasn't Mercury. I think it was a full moon.
Oh, yeah, there was a full moon. Everyone was charging their crystals and all that jazz.
Yes, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was a full moon. I just assumed it was Mercury in retrograde. You're
Which
right.
I have no idea what that means. For a full moon, and like
they said, for certain signs, it was a release. And people that were at my job that also had those signs were like, yeah, I couldn't sleep, or yeah, I was always up. And then a coworker was like saying that they're always up when full moons happen and all this stuff. And I don't know if you guys, you know, avid followers, you're probably like, shout out to you guys, but I'm not.
Yeah, no, me neither. How do you even like have enough energy to know that you stay up all night specifically on full moons? I can't even, like,
I feel like that's like an afterthought usually. Like, you stay up all night, and then you then later on, like in the day, the next day or whatever, you're like, you see like, oh, the full moon, and then you connect it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's like more like a thing you look up, but I mean, I guess people do, but like for me, I feel like if I was gonna connect it, it'd be like,
yeah,
I was up all night, and then 2 days later, I found out on like TikTok, I'm like, it was a full moon. I was like, I'll be like, oh, that's probably why. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's an afterthought. But I know there is people that it's not afterthought. Like, it's genuinely.
Oh, no, that they like genuinely look up everything that has to do with everything every single day.
But they generally look up and they're like, oh, it's a full moon.
Yeah. I mean, like, I follow astrology, but not like that.
I don't at all. It's too much.
Which is fine if you do. Great. I'm sure it brings you a lot of happiness. I just don't have the energy or the time. I really just don't. If I had time to like actually sit down and like figure out what my chart means to the universe, then I should probably go do something else.
I wouldn't do that. I can't. I'm not patient.
I can't either.
I really don't.
I know, exactly. I know the three things that are the most important. And like, as if anyone, I saw on Twitter that they were posting like outfits based on your three, like your big three. Really? And that's as far as I go, you know? I'll go like, oh, wow, that's cute.
And memes about it, and the memes about like what character from Shrek your sign is.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all I got. I like when other people tell me about my things, though.
Yeah.
I won't do it myself, but if you want to tell me a whole synopsis of my astrological life, go for it.
There's a lot of people who are like really into it, and every time I tell them I'm a Leo, they're like, what? I didn't think you were that. Oh my God. Like, people are like really surprised when I'm a Leo.
Surprised?
Yeah, because I guess it's like the way I portray myself, maybe, in like a different environment.
I guess.
Because I feel like at work that get to know me more, they see it. And they're like, you're more with your, like, they're like, you're more like Leo with like people you're like, you're comfortable with. Like, when you're not comfortable, not like not comfortable, like, but when you're like friendly and like if you're like, we're like friends, then he's like, yeah, I see it. And he was just like, but like, if we're just like acquaintances, or you're like, hey, you're working in normal, or you're getting to know people, like, I don't, like, I understand why people don't see it. I was like, oh, I mean, like, you, like, it was like a coworker who I'm close with who got to know me. So it's like, okay, maybe that's me showing you my true colors more. Not that I'm two-faced. I'm not two-faced, guys. More of like, I'm
Jen's Two-Face. Jen's Two-Face. Oh my god. That's interesting.
Yeah, I did think it was interesting. I mean, I thought it was interesting people thought that about me. But I mean, but that's because my, like, what is the first one?
The rising, maybe you're also just,
right? The one where people, the one that people perceive you as, but you're not.
Yes, I think that's rising.
Mine's Aquarius.
The star, the rising, and then the moon.
So. Your feeling, the one that people perceive you to be that you're not, whatever. That's mine's Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Yeah, my big three is Aquarius, Leo, and Libra.
The Libra makes sense.
And yeah.
Not the Aquarius. Oh, yeah. That Libra makes a lot of sense. But what the heck is this? What the heck is Aquarius have to do with anything?
It's my, like, what is it? Is it my rising then? Yeah, my rising or whatever.
Yeah, because your star sign is the Leo.
Yes. Aquarius.
Weird.
Nicole thought it was weird too. For like so long, she kept saying that it was something else. I forgot what she said. She was like, it makes sense that you're is this. And I said, Nicole, it's not that. She goes, well, we did the chart together. I was like, yeah, you forgot my chart. I was like, it's Aquarius. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah. She's like, Aquarius?
It's such a random.
She was like, that's like really random. I was like, I don't know. And then I looked it up again, just to like double check like my time of birth and my date. And I said Aquarius.
Yeah.
And she was just like, Aquarius? She's like, because the Libra makes sense. And the Leo, obviously, was just like, that doesn't make any sense. And I was like,
No, it really doesn't.
I know nothing really about Aquarius. Like, I was like, okay. I thought it was a water sign. And she was like, no, it's an air sign. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it is. No, Aquarius. I know a couple of Aquariuses. I think Aquarius is November. Am I correct?
But then she said, like, it does make sense in sense of, like, how creative I am. She's like, you're very creative. So it makes sense because you have the Leo and the Libra and the Aquarius. She's like, that makes sense, like, how creative you are. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because all the Aquarius people that I know are definitely not you.
Well, it's, like, I don't know.
That's interesting.
I'm trying to look up what mine is.
I mean, I'm double Scorpio, so that really explains it all.
Yeah, it does.
I think that's just...
You could be triple Scorpio, that'd be insane. But you're not...
No, my moon is a Cancer.
Yeah, that
does. Which also makes a ton of sense. But
okay, it says assertive, not me. Analytical, original, like eccentric, thinking outside the box. I know this. Humanitarian, the world is their oyster. They care about what happens on our planet.
Independent. What happens on the planet?
Jen? I do. I'm a big animal person, actually. I actually do. I wanted to study history, and I wanted to be an archaeologist, and then I wanted to study zoology to help animals. And I actually, if I ever get money one day, I want to have my own animal shelter for dogs.
I remember you talking about being a zoologist.
I thought about it again recently. I really did. I thought about it again when I was watching a show about Animal Kingdom. I thought about if I went back to school, that might be a good idea to think about. And I was like, I would work there. And I was watching the show and I was like, damn, they do a lot. I was like, I don't know if I could have the...
No, they do a lot of work at those
I was like, I don't know if I could face a rhino and be like, woo! Like, like, I don't know if I could do that. Yeah. I was like, dogs and cats, I'm really good with animals. So I have a really good sense with them. No. Blood, bleh. Diseases, bleh. No. I'd rather find them homes. That stuff doesn't really sit well with me. I could take care of animals. I'm really connected with animals, but fixing them? Nah, tell somebody else. Loner? Independent,
I don't know if you're a loner. That's
easygoing.
You enjoy being around people. Like, you like being around people.
People that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. But you're not really one to be by yourself, like, for long periods of time.
You know, I do it more often. That's just, like, life now, though. I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. We're into sci-fi. Technology. I mean, I'm social media. Writing. No. Not much anymore. Flying. I love to fly. You don't go outside and fly, but I love flying. And art. Yeah, I mean, I'm into like all that stuff. Are smart, friendly, open, and direct. Okay. I mean, I guess I am. I've gotten more direct with certain things. Like, there's stuff that I'm not going to be direct about, but I'm not. Like, I still will be real with you. I can't be. Okay. It's very weird. But I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, Harry Styles is an Aquarian.
Huh. That to me makes a lot of sense. Harry Styles being an Aquarius makes a good amount of sense.
Oh, wait. So they have beautiful eyes and enchanting faraway look. You know how many times people tell me they like my eyes? Like, I did my makeup today and I had like 15 people comment to me. That were like, oh my God, your eyes look so pretty. Somebody was like, your eyes look so pretty. They look so animated. Like, you look like a cartoon character right now. And somebody was like, somebody else said to me later on, like, your eyes are gorgeous. Like, you have beautiful brown eyes. Like, it was a coworker, so it's not like creepy. It's like a friend.
Yeah.
But like, that sounds creepy. It was like some stranger said to you. So I do get that a lot. I get that a lot, that people love my eyes.
Hmm. Aquarius. I was looking at my, I'm looking at my moon sign right now, and it says that my mother is a very significant relationship in my life, and if we're going to, I mean, 100% tea to that.
That is true.
And then it also says that I can be spiteful, which, sure, I guess. And then, I can be pretty spiteful if you hurt me. I mean, like, I don't really let things go. Yeah. Visualizing a calm and perfect. Oh, it's saying that I should do yoga.
Interesting.
Oh my God. I should meditate and do yoga. And that my instincts are my best friend.
I trust the gut. This also said a hot tip for hot sex for Aquarius is to find a Leo lover. I thought that was funny because I'm Leo. So thank you. It's a fiery combination. Probably, I mean, everyone, this is Cosmetologen, by the way. Everyone could probably get on well with a Leo lover. They love sex. But Aquarius' challenges freaks them out in a way which brings out an even more creative show off side. The airiness can alter the way the flames burn for Leo.
Oh my God.
Yo, people are funny. So they like adventure, travel, outdoor activity. That is me. Global concerns, politics, social issues, social justice. They need a sounding board. What do you want? Oh, never mind. The turnoffs are superficiality, vanity, and stick in the muds. Wait, I'm gonna read this for you. Hold on.
It says that if you're born with the moon in Cancer, you're a natural homemaker, family person, and friend. I have heightened sensitivity. I have a strong empathy for others.
Mm-hmm.
I always take action in order to nurture, support, and protect my friends. What else? I get overwhelmed by my emotions. I tend to play parent with all of my friendships. If that isn't the truth, honey, that is absolutely the truth.
Yep.
I'm a mother hen. Basically, I'm a mom, which is what they're saying, that I'm a mother.
Cosmetologen for your Scorpio said you're passionate, you're persistent, you are strategic, secretive, loyal. Yes. You yeah. are fiercely curious. You're into meditating. You're climbing the career ladder. You're forming a cult.
Yes,
you can lead others into dark places.
Wow. A lot of power.
Martial arts, relationships, because all their favorite ingredients, passion, intimacy, control, submission, secrecy, your top shaggers. Your attractive traits is that you're uber confident, not in an arrogant way, but in a I'm in my own skin, happy in my own skin way.
what the fuck?
Who gets best with Scorpios is Aries. They share a planetary influence, but it's Mars. So unless they're on the same side, this can go either way, like downhill. What else? The hot tip for sex, here you go, mm-hmm. is a Taurus, their opposite sign. Both of these signs are very physical and can match each other's sexual drive, intensity, and adventurous. Scorpio, enjoy your season, and please don't do anything too out there.
So, like, I'll have good sex with a Taurus, but hate every other aspect of their personality. Yeah,
that's what they're saying. And they're like, the turn-ons is doing something really super filthy that would make Anne Summers stuff blush. You have a real taste for risky, boundary pushing side of things, being bad, mad, bad, and dangerous. Makes you feel guilty.
Hey, yo. They really put my shit out there.
Wait. another turn on is seances, ghost walks, true crime podcasts, horror nights, serial killers.
Well, I do watch a lot of. Well, okay, it doesn't turn me on. That's disgusting. But. Like, I watch a lot of true crime. Like, I watch, like, you know, documentaries about serial killers.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't, like, turn me on. That's so gross.
You're a dark heart, my friend. That's what it says.
Yikes.
You never forget a slight or offense. You hold grudges forever. You enjoy seeing karma play out. And sorry to say, you're not adverse to giving things a helping push there either. You're like when people notice you've been dictated or that justice has been served in your favor, you accept people will take your side.
I guess. Turn well, that's off. Really intense.
I know. Are really vapid, vanilla, dull, or listless people who look to others to lead their opinions, actions, behavior, and thoughts. Grow a backbone. You have no time for those who don't take ownership, total ownership for themselves. You understand people need support, but not full-on scaffolding 24/7. It irritates the life out of you. And disloyalty. Whoa. You can't stand other people passing their opinion off publicly, even when it's positive, to be honest, let alone negative. Friends or partners soon learn to keep their trap shut and to come to you direct with any complaints.
I mean, they were right about, what did they say? That
the crime turning you on. Yep.
I take it back. Serial killers turn me on. Everybody.
Oh my God.
Make sure you take note. No, when they said that I don't like people who needs constant reassurance from me. Like, I have a lot of, or had a lot of friends that needed a lot of emotional support. But now my friends have figured it out. So we're all chilling. But before, sometimes I would be like, girl, I don't know how to help you and I have no advice for you. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't do anything for you.
That's funny.
Obviously I'm there to listen always, but there are some people that were really just to the point where you're okay, you need to figure this out on your own. Because what the fuck? That's a very accurate portrayal of me. Even though I guess
cosmology got you right. Let me see what the Leo one is.
Yeah, 100%. They did not say one thing That was
okay. Let's actually
slightly look off. At my sign.
Let's see. Let's actually look at my sign. My actual sign is Leo. I'm live the good life. Oh, Kylie Jenner is my famous girl. She's a Leo.
She is a Leo.
I'm a natural leader. I'm popular. Work so hard socially, and they're usually the best. This is so untrue. Just everyone knows, I was not popular at all. I usually okay, that's, am friendly. That's... No, I'm friendly, and people talk to me, but I don't make friends easily. I've never made friends easily. Usually, if like a situation ends or time, people just go their own way, and I'm always left by myself. And it's really hard for me to make friends. It's like really, really hard. I had a really hard time making friends. And that's why.
But popular doesn't always mean friends.
And no, at the same time, I never felt popular though. Like even in college though, I still never felt like that. Like people knew me and people know who I am, but it doesn't mean that they talk to me and I hang out with people. And
but it like, doesn't mean, it doesn't always mean
I friends. Still very much
feel like a popular loner. You're popular with your family.
Yeah, but that's my family.
Yeah, but they're not saying that you're popular within your friend group. You're just
well, no, it says socially, person. I'm the belle of the ball. I am not. I'm definitely not. I never
felt with like your that. Family, you're not. You're saying that with your family that you're not like this, like the social popular person. I would say that you are.
With my family, it's different. I'm comfortable.
Yeah, with your family, socially. Social doesn't mean just friends. Social means any social interaction you have with any kind of setting, family or not.
That's what I'm saying, but other situations I'm not.
Well, I watch true crime, but I don't get off the true crime, so
yeah, I guess
it's all right. Relative, it's all relative.
Okay, so I'm protective, into showbiz, glamour, ruling the squad. Oh, Sandra Bullock apparently is a Leo. My most attractive traits, they're big on looking good. Love being pampered and glamorized. Their hair is always on point. Ugh, no, it's not. During the week, it's not. Oh my God. If you see me anytime, my hair is literally disgusting at all times. Who gets a bet? Oh, let's see. I want to see the hot tip for sex. Oh, it's Aquarius still. Duh, because I just said that.
Yeah.
Let me see if something's different. No. Okay, what's a turn on? The sound of applause. My God. In terms of positive attention, but really any compliment or positive attention makes you happy. You're a big, proud lion at heart and you love to be loved. I do love to be loved. But you don't have to applaud me. You don't have to go.
Well, like you enjoy social media. You enjoy like the positive reinforcement that it gives you, that people watch your things and want to do like watch your stuff. That's people giving you an applause. It's not not a literal applause.
That's what I mean. Not literally. You don't have to come up to me and literally applause me. I'm good. I like this one. Being called on for protection also gets you all level because you have a major soft spot for the under guy, little guy. You naturally feel attuned with what's right and wrong and love to stand up and speak for those that can't. It makes you feel mega good. Jealousy. No, that's not true. I don't like to be jealous. I hate it actually.
Did it really say it makes you feel mega good?
Yeah, mega good.
Oh my God.
Now I know that sounds toxic, but I'm really talking about a baby green-eyed monster, not the full-grown nasty version. Knowing that someone is coveting. Oh my God, guys. Coveting? I haven't read it. Yeah, coveting. I was gonna say I haven't read in so long, and that's a lie. I've been reading. I've been into a new book series. I just read a book that was 600-700 pages in like a couple of weeks. Like I'm lying anyway. Knowing that someone is whatever, what you have to do makes you feel smug or satisfied, and that's not a bad feeling. That's a lie. I hate being jealous. It brings up a lot of like negative thoughts for me. My turn off is people fucking with my hair.
What?
Yeah, apparently. Because my arg is, it says arg, your mane is a priority. Oh, I guess because you're a lion.
So
That's stupid.
Oh my god. Okay.
Meanness. You're super generous and always pay your way, treat others, buy around, etc. Yeah, I don't like people who are mean. And personal dishevelment. We all have our own style, and you're not particular about fashion or trends, but you do notice if someone doesn't care about their appearance. Honestly, I don't give a shit about that.
That's very shallow of Mr. Finn's cosmetology.
But it says we're warm, funny, and full of life. Here's to you, lions. Roar!
Gross. Gross. That's
lovely.
Lovely. So cringy. What a cringe.
Very much here for it.
Oy.
I love this deep dive we went into it. We were just talking about random things.
Listen. I was reading on astrologycafe.com. That's like the only in-depth like astrology thing that I've ever done on like my big three, and then they give you like the other houses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It said that I would get into performing arts, number one. Well, it said that I would meet somebody that I would be with them for an extremely long time.
Yeah, look at that.
It said that I would have health issues in the future. When I read that, I've read this like multiple times. But when I read it now, I said, oh, bitch. And it said like where the health issues would be. And it said my digestive system and my throat.
I think I remember you telling me about this.
Mm-hmm. And then I was going to die young, which, oh, hope not. But whenever I do die, apparently I'm going to be more famous dead than I am alive. Isn't that kind of like sad, but also
I remember this, yeah.
Wildly
we were like, what the we were like, how the fuck would that happen?
Like, what am I gonna do and then die? Unless I like write a book and then die and then someone publishes it. Or I don't know. I don't know how that happens. But
you become Julia Child. I mean, she was famous, but you know what I mean? Like, I think of the book and the movie.
Yeah. Or maybe like someone will start a charity after me or something. Since apparently I die young.
Knock on wood. Oh my God, God forbid. Can't.
I know.
Can't do that. Thank you.
But so interesting because a lot of it was very, very true.
Not all of it has to be true though.
Nope, not all of it. It also said that like something really strange. Oh, that I should go into social work. I was like,
You'd be good at that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I'd be very good at it just because I would get so upset about like.
Yeah, you would.
Because there's like a lot of red tape. There's a lot of like stupidity that the government does to like prevent you from being able to actually help people. I think that would frustrate me so much that I would quit. Like I wouldn't be able to.
You feel like you would actually help people the way that you want to help them, or it should be helping them. But yeah.
Or I would like break the law and go to jail.
And
trying to help somebody else.
Die famously.
Yes. Maybe I'll go rob. Maybe I'll like rob a bank to help a homeless teenager.
Oh my God.
And then I'll be famous for that. So interesting. But yeah.
I'm watching.
How did we get into that again?
I don't know.
why are we talking about this?
Yeah, guys. Hope you liked our random chats.
Yeah, we went on such a rant. Yeah. Such a long, like such a wildly winded rant about so many things.
So this was that. Thank you guys.
Thanks for listening. And if you're still listening, right now,
you rock.
You're number one.
You are OG.
Like, that's good for you. Hopefully we helped you, you know, walk your dog or whatever.
Whatever it is that you were thinking about.
Or if you're just listening to us and like cooking dinner, hopefully your dinner went well.
Exactly. We are your entertainment. Thank you. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, have a good day or night wherever you guys are, and we'll see you next time.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram @so_this_is_podcast, give us a like and follow, and see you guys later.
Bye. Bye.